two respects abafakile osteshini emapoliseni ukuthi sitshe mhlakalenze ngokungamusha kuyimali against the indaba yegovernment of Zimbabwe, indaba kaemasonara kwaukuthi kufuna ukusebenzisa iyinduna zakithi to heal or to deal with the issue of evil crowd. So thina ukuhambisa kwethu izincwadi besiloko sikhulumisana namapholisa esikhathini sonke lesi esidlulileyo, but unfortunately anti abantu laba vele istructure bayitsherwa eHarare. So they never granted that the permission. Basivumela kuphela ukuthi yena lizahamba peacefully. Abantu abangu-4 or 5 beyohenda over ama-petitions kuma-ministers of state for provincial affairs ahlanganisela ama-south, ama-north, iBulawayo metropolitan. So simangile namhla sivuka sathola iBulawayo yonke izinto ngamapolisi la nxa sifanisile ukuyofaka ama-petitions wona lawo besiphelekezelwa ngamapholisa lapho kade siyafaka khona emhlahlandlela ekuvinjiwe, lapho kade sifuze ukuthi siqalisele khona imatshi yethu ekuvinjiwe. So kunzima kakhulu indoda lo ukuthi uzama ukuthi esebenze njani.
Yena khonapho kupetitioni khonapho vele batshelani ngifuna ukuthi kwenziwe.
Besibatshela ukuthi umthetho United Nations under the United Nations Genocide Convention of 1948 ayivumi ukuthi umuntu kwenza umvukazwe ethonisiswe ngelinye i-court decided the International Court of Justice. So we cannot allow amachisi ukuthi ayendle indaba eyomvukazwe ngoba it is out of the context of the Genocide Convention of 1948.
Ngakho-ke ngithi kumele kubanjwe mbala.
Lokho thina sithi uMnangagwa noSidney Sekeramai noChiwenga, all of those who are still surviving ama-perpetrators must be prosecuted by the ICC. That's the procedure. That's what the law says in the United Nations. Not ukuthi bezithonisise bona ngoku-appoint amachiefu abo abathi bebanika izimoto, abathi bebanika ama-laptops. It's a violation of the international law.